As always, when you start looking into these things, the Los Angeles Fire Department is far more woke than anybody could have possibly imagined. By now, you've heard that the LA City Council appointed the first female and lesbian fire chief, who then made it her top priority to hire more women to increase the diversity, because firefighting was mostly white and male, and a California program aimed to change that. Meet the assistant fire chief, who's also, just coincidentally, a lesbian as well. A black lesbian for triple the diversity.
You want to see somebody that responds to your house, your emergency, whether it's a medical call or a fire call, that looks like you. It gives that person a little bit more ease, knowing that somebody might understand their situation better.
Of course, because in the backwards world of liberalism, if a black person calls 911 and needs a police officer, an ambulance, or a fire truck, then it's best to send some black police officers, EMTs, or firefighters, so that they're more comfortable with them coming to rescue them. Would you like to share some of the concerns that other people have expressed because you're a woman firefighter, sir? I mean, ma'am?
Is she strong enough to do this? Or, you couldn't carry my husband out of a fire. Which my response is, he got himself in the wrong place if I have to carry him out of a fire.
This person is victim blaming the very people who they dedicated their life to supposedly protecting. And like all diversity hires, this person, Christine Larson, isn't focused on actually doing the job that they were tasked to do. It's to bring more misery to the department by bringing in more diversity hires.
I want to reach down and bring you up. And that's kind of something that stuck with me to this day.
Part of that work means speaking up for those who can't. Over the last few years, LAFD has dealt with a fair share of controversy, and Larson, not afraid to sound the alarm.
I chose to speak out pretty much by myself.
To complain that the department is run by a bunch of white men.
About the issues of sexism and racism within my department. And the need for change.
The LA Fire Department is basically run by a lesbian mafia. This woman, Christina Kepner, is another one of the top officials there. And this seems like a parody, but this article is actually serious from a Rainbow News website. Amid the Palisades fire, Los Angeles' first LGBTQ+ fire chief is proving lesbians get it done. Oh, they're getting it done, all right. They're destroying the city. Check my previous video yesterday if you missed it, where I detail how the local authorities and state authorities, Gavin Nuisance, had neglected all of the dry brush and why the water ran out. But leave it to the Democrats, like Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal, to just blame climate change and say that corporations got us into this mess. But even they can't escape the devastating reality of climate change. And yesterday, undoubtedly, a DEI hire, who are always incompetent, DEI, Democrats employing idiots, sent out an emergency alert to the entire county of LA, to every single person's cell phone who lives in Los Angeles County, telling them that they need to evacuate. That would be millions and millions and millions of people. Thankfully, at least somebody did catch the mistake. And then they sent a follow-up message saying that that was an error. And then they clarified it was specific regions of the city. Here's the mayor, who's not a DEI hire because she was elected, but really a reflection of the moronic mindset that dominates the city of Los Angeles.
Right now, if you need help, emergency information, resources, and shelter is available. All of this can be found at URL. Los Angeles, together, is how we will get through this.
Wait.
Through the heroism.
Wait. You heard her correctly. She just pulled a Ron Burgundy and didn't even catch herself. She just kept on reading because obviously the scriptwriter forgot to put the website in the script. It just had the placeholder of URL in there, which she then just read verbatim as if there was nothing unusual about it. She's the one who cut the fire department budget by over $17 million. But found enough money somehow to support gay choirs, trans cafes, and social justice art. Meanwhile, California Governor Gavin Nuisance continues to tank his political career.
What is the situation with the water? Obviously, in Palisades, ran out last night in the hydrants. I was talking to the firefighter on this block. Yeah. They left because there was no water in the hydrant here.
The local folks are trying to figure that out.
Hey, it's not my problem. I'm just going to stand here in front of these burning buildings and pretend like I'm here to help. Ron DeSantis had a great response to the fake news industrial complex when they expressed their outrage that Donald Trump is making the same points about the incompetent mismanagement of the city.
Is it appropriate for the president-elect or a president to be criticizing?
Is it appropriate for people in your industry to try to create division and to try to create narratives anytime these things happen? Now, you're not as interested in doing that because Newsom is a D. If Newsom was a Republican, you guys would go try to, you would have him nailed to the wall for what they're doing over there. And I know we've dealt with it. We just assume in Florida, anytime something happens, it's going to be politicized by the media. So you guys sitting in judgment of Donald Trump, I mean, excuse me, I think your track record of politicizing these things is very, very bad.
Not to mention the media covering up Democrat incompetence and their DEI hires, their Democrats employing idiots. And because we live in a low-trust society due to things you're not supposed to talk about, we have things that happen here, unlike Japan, Russia, or many other homogenous countries throughout the world.
As I was getting my whole family out, all you have in your mind is just you're in survival mode at that point. I saw men coming into our neighborhoods. Police confirmed it. She had this to say. Take a listen.
It was wild. We just started seeing all these cars pull up. Doors open and groups of men running up our street, going up to the doors of these houses. And we weren't sure what was going on. I'm thinking, are these people here to help my neighbors? I hope so. And I left, and then my husband talked to the police and said, what are those guys doing? These guys don't live here. Get them out. My next door neighbor said, his quote, there were like 100 people that came up on scooters and were trying to get into any and all houses on the street.
And did you physically see police officers stopping them?
I didn't, but it's not to say that they weren't. It was so incredibly chaotic, and I was so worried about my big family and getting them out of our old tinderbox of a house that I was just focused on them first.
Notice she was afraid to mention the race of the usual suspects. It was just 100 people. And ABC News anchor David Meir, who makes about $1 million a month, made a big mistake live on the air, accidentally revealing what one of his concerns are when he was there doing a live shot.
As you can see here behind me,
and he turns, and right there, it's a little bit hard to make out. Those are clothespins that he used to make the fake firefighter jacket appear to be more fitting, because he had to look good on his live shot there. This is a man who's used to his perfectly tailored suits. He's not going to go live on the air looking like a slob. And by the way, I'm not joking when I say that he's making $1 million a month. That's the kind of money that people like him and Anderson Cooper and Rachel Maddow literally make. Speaking of clothing, however, you can get free shipping on any of my shirts at markdice.com this weekend by using the promo code 2025 at the checkout. So order your Trump Fight 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 shirt, your classic liberalism find a care shirt, your war is a racket, Trumpomania shirt, or any of my awesome designs. All available to t-shirt, long sleeve, and hoodie, and a whole bunch of different colors as well. So head on over to markdice.com or click the link in the description below. Enter the promo code 2025 at the checkout to get free shipping in the U.S. this weekend. And check them out!